Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
In the church, a lot of people are teaching this in ministry. A lot of people not doing a lot of teaching, period. I want to say that a lot of people are not doing a lot of teaching, period, let alone not teaching on the Holy Spirit. If there is, I'm going to say this, prophecy is good. God bless you, Sharon. God bless you, daughter. Prophecy is good. Miracles are good. But how I train people in my ministry is you should be able to teach the word of God. Without teaching, there's no understanding. Without understanding, wisdom and knowledge, people perish. So anybody can just say, I'm going to pray for you or prophesy, but not anybody can teach the word. And we are at our ministry, we are a teaching ministry as well. A lot of people are not being taught properly or being fed. And that I teach prophets, I train prophets, and I tell them the more words you have in you, the more prophecy you'll be able to prophesy. Did you hear what I said? The more word that you, God bless you, Christina, and Felicia and Monique, the more word that you have in you, the more prophecy you'll be able to prophesy. It's a lot of people nowadays, they're being raised up and they're just prophesying and speaking a bunch of babblings and things of that nature, or they're operating out of a gift, or they're operating from the mantle of their leader, but they're not able to teach the word of God. They're not able to teach people, to disciple people, because, to be honest, many of the people that prophesy out of a gift are from under the mantle of their leadership, they're prophesying out of resemblance or residue. What I mean by resemblance or residue is, my wife, mother always said, a child cannot be what a child cannot see. Your children mimic what you do. That's, you know, they resemble you. They mimic or they copy you or they follow what you do. If you put on a bunch of rap music and start twerking to it in your house, usually the 3 or 4 year old is going to begin to mimic you. They're going to have a resemblance of that. It's the same thing in the realms of the spirit or operating, as I said, under the mantle. Operating under the mantle of the prophetic, meaning that whatever your covering has or whatever your head has, that same spirit will fall upon you and you will begin to operate in that. It's the same way in the realms of the spirit as it is in the natural. Do you understand what I'm saying? So your kids, a child cannot be what a child cannot see. So it's one thing to prophesy or pray, but if you don't have word inside of you to teach the people, then you're empty. You understand what I'm saying? You're not operating necessarily from the personal anointing that is developed within you, because that comes, again, through being tried and proven, trials, tribulation, and the word of God, but you're operating out of a gift. And the Bible tells us about the gifts and so forth and so forth. So this is why I'm teaching this very briefly today, because a lot of people are not being taught this in the churches or in different ministries and so forth. Understand this. If a person cannot teach you the word of God, then you need to get somewhere where the word of God is being taught. God bless you, Carolyn. Again, I'll say anybody can pray. Anybody could prophesy, but the people that I train and I teach is you're not going to be a loopy prophet. What do I mean by loopy prophet? Is you ever seen those prophets where they come and they do a service and they just begin to prophesy and then it's over? Now, sometimes the service is over. Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit will do that, but a lot of times people do that is because they don't have any word in them, and a lot of times they don't have any word in them because they don't study their Bibles. And they're not discipled. They don't learn. It's easy for someone to tap into the spirit or the mantle of a covering or their leader, but it's not easy. Knowledge, wisdom, supernatural strategies, that comes from study. You understand what I'm saying? That comes from studying the word of God. But because we are prophecy hungry in America, anybody that prophesies, we begin to label them a prophet. And a lot of people are not prophets necessarily. You can operate out of a gift, but that does not mean that you are a prophet. The Bible tells us, it says, are all apostles, are all prophets. He asked that question, are all apostles, are all prophets? He asked that question because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit gives the gifts of the Spirit severally. He gives them as he will. Not everybody is an apostle. Not everybody is a prophet. Again, you can operate out of the gift but not be a prophet. I want to break this thing down to you today. Understand this. You can operate in miracles, but that doesn't mean that you are an apostle. You can be operating out of the gift, or you can be operating from the mantle of your covering. But that does not make everybody who operates in miracles an apostle. The Bible says these signs shall follow those, all those who believe. So in that context, it's telling us that the signs of miracles and wonders gonna follow anybody as long as you believe, as long as you are a believer. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12:12 that the true sign of a real apostle are signs, miracles, and wonders. That's the true sign of a real apostle. That is a significant sign. But even with that being stated, that is a sign to show that an apostle is real, meaning that if an apostle is really an apostle, then they should operate in the supernatural, in signs, miracles, and wonders. But that does not mean that everybody that operates in signs, miracles, and wonders are apostles. You have to rightly divide this thing and understand this. Please share this. Thank you, Rosalind. I appreciate that. See, you got a lot of people, and I'm saying this because I really want the body of Christ to be educated. And then I'm going to go into the different supernatural things about the gifts of the Spirit and so forth. I'm going to go into that, but I really want to lay this foundation. A lot of people, I want the body of Christ to be educated. A lot of people are operating out of gifts, but they're not operating out necessarily of the true anointing of God. There's a difference. You can have a gift, but be absent of the anointing. Did you hear what I said? The Bible tells us that the anointing makes the difference. The anointing breaks the yokes. Can everybody hear me? If you can't hear, then maybe you need to log out and log back in. The anointing makes the difference. The anointing breaks the yokes. So you can have a gift and operate out of a gift and be absent of the anointing. You might not have the anointing, but you can still have a gift. How is that apostle? Because the Bible says what? The Bible says that the gifts and callings are without repentance. Did you hear what I said? Do you know what that means? In other translations, it says that the gifts and callings are irrevocable. That means if God gives you a gift, he won't take it away. But he can remove his anointing and place it on another. So you cannot have that anointing because you have defiled what Captain Kuhlman used to say, don't defile the Holy Spirit. You can have that gift because, and God won't ever take it away, but you can be fired because the anointing has been removed. The anointing is what makes the difference. A person can operate out of the Holy Spirit and out of gifts. A person, I didn't mean to say all of this, I don't even got this on my notes, but this is what the Holy Spirit wants y'all to hear. Listen, a person can operate out of the gifts, but not have the anointing. And watch this now. Anybody can perform a miracle, even the devil. The Bible says in the last days, even the very elect will be deceived. A lot of people getting deceived nowadays because they're following gifts and they're not following the true anointing. So it says even the very elect would be deceived because Satan would perform false signs, miracles, and wonders. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of people can operate out of a gift, but the anointing is what makes the difference. It destroys the yokes. Watch this now. A person can operate, anyone can operate in miracles, but not anyone can cast out devils. Did you hear what I said? Please share this. People need to really hear this. A person can operate in signs, miracles, and wonders. Anybody can do that. Even Satan himself. The Bible, I just told you, say he will be a lying wonder. False signs, miracles, and wonders. But how you tell the difference from the true anointing versus imposters is put a demon-possessed person in front of them. If they can't cast that joker out, It's either they haven't got into that dimension, or if they professing to be an apostle or a prophet and they can't cast it out, then they're not an apostle or prophet. Because every true apostle and prophet can cast out devils. But watch this, though. The Bible tells us that there was a certain man who was demon-possessed, and it was two young men that tried to cast out the demon. The Bible goes on to say that the demon began to manifest and speak to these young men and say, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know who Paul preaches of. But who in the world are you? I'm paraphrasing, but I'm getting a little animated with it. But he says, who are you? I don't know you. I don't know you like that. You ain't built like that to try to cast me out. Paul and Jesus are, but you not. And a lot of people are trying to operate, but they not built, or they have not had the training to cast out demons. Or if they have, they're not truly tapped into the anointing. Or they may have been tapped into the anointing at one particular time, but God removed the anointing. The gift may be there to prophesy, but when you cast out a devil, that's not a gift. That's called the anointing and the glory of God. Did you hear what I said? So everybody saying these false prophets and all of that, you can tell. Because if there's a real false prophet, because Satan cannot cast out Satan, the Bible tells us. Satan can't cast himself out. That's how you really tell. That's how you really can tell if someone is true or someone is false. Not by necessarily, I'm talking about individuals, I'm talking about prophets, apostles, people in general. Not by necessarily signs, miracles, and wonders. Now that is a sign to prove an apostle, to approve that office. But generally speaking, overall, to be able to tell someone is false, somebody is real, they can't cast out devils. You understand what I'm saying? They cannot cast out a demon. Satan cannot cast out Satan. So I just wanted to lay that foundation first and foremost. Now I want you to understand, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, because that's what I wanted to talk a little bit about today. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, it's okay not to know something. It's okay not to know something. If you don't know something, you don't have to prove or try to act like you don't know it. That's called pride. The Bible says that the teacher is greater than the student. But eventually, once the student learns, they will become like the teacher. Eventually. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says that the student is not greater than the teacher, but eventually the student will become like the teacher. So it's okay. I can learn something from anybody. I'm always a student. You understand what I'm saying? I don't fake the funk. I don't front. If I don't know something, I don't know something. I get people all over the world asking me different questions. And if I don't know it, I'm going to say, hold that thought. Let me get back to you. I'm going to go do my research. I'm going to talk to my elders. If my apostle is available, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray about it. And then I'm going to come back to them. And once I've gotten that answer, I will say, I didn't know it at first, but here it is now. You understand what I'm saying? But pride, which is the mother of all sins, because pride was the first sin that was committed in existence by Lucifer. So understand this. Pride will hinder us from growth and development. It's one thing to say that you humble, but it's another thing to live humility. You understand what I'm saying? So if you don't know something, you just don't know something. And if you go around pretending like you know it, or you think that you know it and you really don't, then you might miss the blessing of the revelation that God wants to give you. A lot of people think they understand what we call the third person of the Holy Trinity. A lot of people think they understand the third person, which is the Holy Spirit, but they don't fully. A lot of people don't understand him, and that's okay. If you admit that, that is the beginning of wisdom. That is the beginning of understanding, humility. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. Understand this. Being baptized in the Spirit is different. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit is different from the Holy Spirit coming upon you. In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God will move upon people in the Old Testament. But they didn't necessarily have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Meaning when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, and how I was taught and what I believe is the initial, The initial, meaning the very foundational evidence, is that in speaking in tongues. When you go to the altar, they lay hands on you. If you go to the altar, they lay hands on you, see people speaking in tongues and so forth. That is the initial evidence. Now, moving past that, I said initial, the word initial, the beginning. Moving past that, your lifestyle is the fruit that you have it on the inside of you. When you have the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, it's like jumping in a pool and being submerged. That's why it's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everybody don't speak in tongues because everybody haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But when you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you do as they did in the upper room. You begin to speak in other tongues. That is the initial evidence. You understand what I'm saying? You can love people but not have the baptism, the indwelling. There's a difference. And a lot of people are confused with this. You can love people. You can love people. I truly believe God can do what he wants. I believe a lot of people that never received it, that died and went on, that loved the Lord, I do believe that they made heaven. Because I come from what's called the UPCI, and what they teach is if you don't got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of speaking tongues, you ain't going to make heaven. I just don't believe that. I believe people, I believe God is a just God. Some people have been sitting under leaders that don't teach it correctly. And so the leader that they sit under, since they don't teach it, they're going to get the same spirit that's upon their leader. And if their leader don't teach it, and their leader don't believe in it, then they're not going to receive it. Because how can you receive anything that you reject? You understand what I'm saying? But that don't mean that they're going to go to hell. As long as you love God and you accept him into your heart, that is the beginning foundation. But to get the full measure of it, you have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit like they taught, like they did in the upper room. Amen.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.